Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Feels hot in here, Ron, and I have a limp microphone to start the show. I know they have medication for that, but I have not availed myself of any.
I've had that situation as well. I hope it's not
contagious. What's going on in here,
I hope it's
Ron.
Not contagious.
They have these beautiful stickers all over the place. I'm not allowed to put the disinfecting wipes up near the bobbleheads because that'll ruin what people are watching on 93.7thefan.com. And you can do that, by the way, by going to live video on our website. The vending machine doesn't work out there. The brand new expensive vending machine.
They still owe me $2.25.
Even take my dollar
yesterday.
I've been
lobbying, where's my $2.25? And I keep getting, well, we're working on it.
So we have all these new things, only half of which work. But it feels like compared to all of those things, where the wipes are, the vending machine, that having a microphone for the host that actually sits up, in a way, is that the proper phrasing? So right. I can talk into it would be
like
would be
okay.
Paramount.
It looks like it's okay now.
Yeah, but it drops every 5 minutes, okay. Ron. Okay. I told you there's medication out there for this, but they haven't given me that either. What's going on here, Ron? How come nothing works? How come you keep the blinds shut like that all the time? Can we get a little light in here, or do you like it that way?
I don't have anything to do with it. I come in, it was this way.
May I adjust it later in the show?
Absolutely.
It feels depressing.
Let Pompeiani do it. He'll break it.
I'm hot. Are you hot today?
No, I'm fine.
I don't.
Something's
How are
wrong. You otherwise?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm well today. Good. Feel pretty good. We got treats left and right.
Well, thank you for asking me how I'm doing, but I mean, that's okay.
Well, I was still explaining how I'm doing. You asked me how I'm doing. I wasn't even done
yeah,
with my explanation.
Yeah, but then you started to go to the treats already.
No treats. Well, that's part of why I feel good.
Okay.
Treats.
We got treats.
How are you, Ron? Did you walk today?
And here
comes Vic, right?
Here he comes.
Here he comes to adjust the microphone. In the middle of the opening segment? This is unbelievable, Ron.
I did not walk today. I've been so lazy in this weather.
Vic, would you like to say hello to people? Go ahead.
Hi.
Say hello.
Hi. Good to see you all. Or hear you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Vic. Now it works. How about
see,
that,
now
Ron?
You won't complain.
Just
you have
a
nothing to complain
minor
about.
Adjustment. Yeah.
So, I'm doing great. I had a nice dinner last night.
Did you?
Went out to one of the prime steakhouses. You know, and the woman you know, Amy Winokur. Her brother owns part of the owner of the Oakland Athletics. You've met Amy.
Yes, I have.
She listens
Very
to
nice
our
lady.
Show. She
yes.
said to make sure you tell Starkey hello. I went to dinner with her and with
yes.
Mike Szymanek and his lovely wife, Michelle, the former Eliquippa coach.
Yes.
We
yes.
do it probably two or three times a year, and it was wonderful. But they all listen to the show. They all have such great respect for you. They said, you're so lucky to work with Starkey. Well, maybe they didn't say that, but... They do listen, so.
What did you order?
I had a nice steak with like...
Cooked how?
A medium.
Yeah.
Nice filet. I love filet.
Do you
filet.
Use sauce on it? A little bit
well,
of the A1
like,
or anything?
They had like a Cabernet sauce on
yeah.
it that was wonderful.
Mm.
So, but I had a great night, and I just
about
wanted
the
to
side
say
dishes?
Thank you to Amy and to Mike and Michelle Szymanek.
Why? Because they picked up the check? Or why are you thanking them?
Because they included me for a nice night.
What about the accoutrements, Ron, the sides? What'd you have as a side with your steak?
I had a Caesar salad, and then they got some of those au gratin potatoes.
What kind of dressing on the salad?
It was a Caesar.
Oh, so normal Caesar
yeah,
dressing.
Normal yeah, normal Caesar, but it was good.
Au gratin potatoes.
Those were delicious.
Oh, boy, do
and
I love them.
Then I got some sort of vegetable that I didn't particularly care for because it had mushrooms. Mm. I don't like mushrooms.
I'm not a big mushroom guy either.
I don't like the texture.
Did you ever trip on mushrooms when you were a kid?
No. I never did.
Maybe you and I can do. Maybe you and I can do that someday. You and I can go on a trip someday, Ron.
We're not tripping and tripping. I know that.
You know what we're going to do today, Ron?
We got a quarterback of the day again.
We do have a quarterback of the day.
Now, you know, we're going to run out of these pretty quickly.
No, no, we're not. We got college quarterbacks. We got pro quarterbacks. And if we have to, we'll go to retired quarterbacks.
I like your choice today.
Well, yesterday. Do you want to go to that right away?
Hey, whatever you want.
We could lead the show every day with that. It is the story, and it's going to be the story every single day.
It is.
Let's be honest here. The Penguins could win a cup, and the Steelers quarterback would still be just as popular a story.
Now that we know, you know, seemingly for certain that Matt Canada will be back, the only real big offensive story, the off-season story, is the quarterback.
So yesterday we chose Kirk Cousins, who has unbelievable numbers.
Put a thumbs down, though, because of the money.
Yeah, $45 million cap hit. Now, could they figure that out? I don't know. Somebody retains money. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. He would be an upgrade. But we both said thumbs down. Today's quarterback, Ron, is an interesting one. Jameis Winston. Let me give you a little resume. 28 years old, coming off ACL surgery. He's a free agent who made $5.5 million.
Very cheap for a quarterback, even a backup.
That's what he made last year, yes.
And Mason is signed for like five next year.
Yes. He had 14 touchdowns and three interceptions, 102 passer rating in seven games. Career record 33-44. Record this season with the Saints, with a better team, 5-2. What do you think of this idea?
Well, I worry about the knee injury.
Yeah.
You know, again, I don't think he was always particularly the mobile quarterback that Tomlin seems to want. And he's coming off a major knee injury. But I go back a ways with Jameis. I saw him play in college because my daughter went to Florida State. And we went to a game or two and saw him play when he won the Heisman Trophy and led them to a national title. I think he won the Heisman, didn't he?
Yeah.
But she tells great stories about him. You know, he's just a kid then. You know, she said they had some class that, you know, they just got bored. The teacher said, go out on the lawn, you know, throw a football around, enjoy the sun. That's what you can do when you're at Florida State. And she said he went by on his bicycle and just stopped and then talked to everybody. This was in the national championship season. He was a pretty big man on campus, if you will. She said, Dad, he was great. He was fun to talk to. And then he had his issues, you know, the stolen crab legs. Wasn't that the one that
he's had worse ones, yeah.
He's had issues. But as far as a player goes, I mean, he's thrown a lot of touchdowns, but he's thrown it to the other team a lot too.
Yes.
Not so much last year. But one thing I remember about him was when he got hurt, it was against Tampa Bay. And he played for them last year for Bruce Arians. So after the game, Bruce Arians came across the field to shake hands with Sean Payton, and the first thing he said was, how's Jameis? And Payton goes, doesn't look good, and B.A. just winced. I mean, you could tell that he liked the kid. Maybe he didn't like him throwing it to the other team so much, but he liked the kid personally, and that really ruined the Saints' season big time. What do you say, 5-2 when he got hurt?
Yeah. So a thumbs up or down on this one, Ron?
Well, he's a free agent, so you don't got to trade for him. I would say a thumbs up for him.
Me too. We agree. We're two for two.
I don't know how much he's going to want, and I don't know if he would want to come here. But I would say, but is he as mobile as Tomlin seems to want? Is he more mobile than Mason?
People come back from ACLs. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater came back, and he can still move around. His knee got completely destroyed, so he's only 28. I'm not that worried about it. And like you said, as the old Ron Francis line, he didn't have much of a step to lose. However, he can move around. He can. I think he ran for something like 17 first downs in seven games this year. That's a fair amount. My question with him in mobility, is he the type of guy that can move around behind the line of scrimmage and make plays down the field? I don't know that he's shown that a ton in his NFL career. Like you said, he throws the ball to the other team, but he also threw for 5,000 yards under Arians, 33 touchdowns, and 30 picks. He seemed to clean that up last year. Career record, 33-44. My main worry is accuracy. The better quarterbacks these days are in the upper 60s, some even at 70% completion rate.
What was he?
He was at 59 this year. He's usually in the low 60s.
That's not real good.
He's not an accurate passer. That's an issue. But if you're telling me him or Mason, and you're still trying to win, presumably, and not going full rebuild, yes, thumbs up. I agree with you. He's only 28, and he's coming off a very reasonable season where he didn't throw it to the other team. You know what the crown jewel of his season was?
What?
Season opener, Green Bay.
Oh, he killed him. It was like 35-3 or something, right?
14 of 20, 5 touchdowns, no picks in a blowout win.
Wow.
Mason's never had a game like that.
No, he hasn't.
Do you think Mike Tomlin will be interested in this one, or would he give it a thumbs down?
I think he would be interested. I think he'd check and see what the price tag is. Again, you don't have to give up draft choices to get him, right?
Yes.
So I would absolutely think that they would at least look into it, kick the tires, if you will.
Why not, I say, on this one? So we each give this one a thumbs up on a 28-year-old Jameis Winston. And, of course, at least for me, it's all relative. Like, under normal circumstances, you know, would I want Jameis Winston? Probably not. Would I want him if the alternative is Mason Rudolph?
Or Dwayne Haskins.
Or Haskins? Yes. Yes, I would, Ron.
We agree.
It's nice to agree at the top of the show, is it
not? We don't do it very often, but it's okay.
It's 2 days in a row.
Once in a while, right.
It's 2 days in a row.
Yeah, but then we got contentious pretty quickly, so.
Well, yesterday I read, right after we talked about Kirk Cousins, one of his former teammates, whose name I now forget, linebacker, said it's time to unleash this guy. Like, he's been constricted in Mike Zimmer's offense, and basically nobody likes Mike Zimmer anyway. Like, man, did he leave Minnesota with not many people there sounding?
Did Mike Zimmer have much hand in the offense?
Doesn't every head coach?
Yeah, well, not necessarily. He's a defensive guru. I've heard a lot of people say the Steelers should try to bring him in as a defensive coordinator. I wonder how much, you know, I mean, obviously the head coach has final say. I don't know who the offensive coordinator was there. Maybe he's the one that put a little bit of the handcuffs on Kirk Cousins.
Well, before that, it was Stefanski. But, I mean, your overall offensive philosophy
is
going to
be designed by the head coach.
Yeah, you would think. But I think it's more than just that. It's more him rubbing people the wrong way in a big way there. And, you know, by the end, his defense was getting shredded too. You know, even by the Steelers to a certain degree.
You know, if Freiermuth hangs on to that pass, who knows?
Ugh.
That was Ben. Would you agree that might have been Ben's best pass of the year?
Yes, it was his best pass of the year.
The only other one I would say is the Freiermuth sideline pass against Baltimore.
That was nice, but NFL quarterbacks make that throw.
Yeah, but the guy was right there, and it just got by his fingertips.
Yeah, Burrow makes 10 throws like that a game.
The Freiermuth in Minneapolis was his best throw, I think, too.
Yeah, under the circumstances, I would agree. Jameis Winston, anyone? 412-928-9370. And here's what we're going to do next. And I'm really enjoying our quarterback of the day segment. I think we can go. How many days do you think we can go with legit quarterbacks to talk about?
5 or 6.
I think 50. I think 50. When the alternative is what they have. We're going to go deep, Ron. I got another good one for tomorrow.
Oh, it's easy to get the first week.
I know.
The challenge is after the first week.
Well, we have college guys, too.
All right.
Beggars can't be choosers here, either. Sam Darnold might make it on this list at some point.
All right.
He might.
I bet Mitch Trubisky does.
And it will be accompanied by Todd Haley's
endorsement.
Endorsement is the word I was looking for. Yes. Ron, you know what we're going to do is take one last look with our loyal listeners, millions of them, one last look at this Steelers season. I want you to put a grade on the season. I want you to tell me what kind of season it was, how we'll look back on it, and then in true Ray Fittipaldo fashion, the carrot at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, man. Ray's never going to live that one down.
We're going to go position by position and give it a grade, our final report card. And then here's your homework assignment, Ron. Because I don't want you to be caught off guard by this. I'm going to give you a number of categories that we're going to look back on. You and I and the listeners. And we're going to fill them in. and really put a bow on this season, if you don't mind. And it's going to be like this. Things like this. Best coaching move, worst coaching move of the season.
Of the Steelers season.
Best moment, worst moment. Best win, worst loss. The surprise of the season, the disappointment of the season on both the team and individual levels. Ron, we're going to dive deep on this, and I want you to be prepared.
I will be prepared.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.